For the past few months, the Creator Series has highlighted participants in OneSpark, the world's first ever crowdfunding festival. Opening ceremonies are at Hemming Plaza tonight. Voting at OneSpark lets you decide which creators will get a part of a $250,000 prize. WJCT's Rebecca Farmer explains how to OneSpark.
To prepare for OneSpark, I spoke with the man behind the plan, co-founder Elton Rivas, about how to OneSpark.
Next stop, Hemming Plaza Station.
There's two free parking options. One is at the convention center, and then you hop on the Skyway free, and it drops you right at Hemming. The other is actually to park out at Lot E, I believe it is, out at Everbank. And we've got shuttles that'll drop you right on the other corner of Hemming Plaza as well. The first thing to do is grab a copy of the event guide, and that's located in the Folio Weekly. I'd sit down with a few of my friends over breakfast and map out the day and really look at it as, you know, if you were going to go to a theme park, you'd break it up into a couple days. I mean, think of this in the same way, because there's just so much to do over that period of time, and you want to be able to experience everything.
From the corner of Hemming Plaza, you can see pitch decks. Pitch decks are a way that creators can get their idea out to the public.
And think about the pitch deck as like American Idol meets Shark Tank, right? But it's live, it's public, it's fun, it's interactive. It's going to be 10 minutes for each of the creators to pitch. And we've got all sorts of different people that are going to be up there.
What's unique about OneSpark is the crowdfunding aspect. You can donate money directly to a project you'd like to invest in. Plus, each person has the chance to vote on how to split up OneSpark's $250,000 prize. To vote, download the OneSpark app and check in from the festival, or visit a kiosk if you don't have the app. There will be over a dozen food vendors to choose from at the Food Village on Laura Street.
You get the combo, right?
After you decide what to eat, you can check out some more creator venues and head over to the three music stages at the Landing.
You know, it's really a community event, and they saw an opportunity to get some additional business in, host these great creators from, you know, not just in Jacksonville, but from around the world, and make a really great kind of festival atmosphere in the evening as well.
Organizers say downtown Jacksonville hasn't seen an event like this since the Super Bowl in 2005. They hope OneSpark will ignite a new energy for the city's urban core. Rebecca Farmer, WJCT News.